beautiful but deadly.
With a beauty of makeup.
Meets the horror of true crime.
With Chuck
and Liz.
So today is a part two. So to get the whole story, you gotta watch the first part of this.
All right. Basically, Emily has been stalked for almost 10 years and now firmly believes that she is being stalked by Shannon and Anthony Parker. Anthony is Shannon's current boyfriend slash husband, no one's really sure, and Emily's ex-boyfriend. Also, just to know, Emily is a former drug addict, but is now 7 years sober.
Interesting.
And she has 3 kids. You know, like Amy.
Yeah.
Oh, she has a kid.
A daughter.
When she was around 18 to 20, she was a musician and she met Anthony at a gig and their relationship was very codependent and toxic. Mm-hmm. Also, Anthony was just, like, not a good guy. Him and his guy friend Brandon would openly, like, joke about wearing trench coats and going back to the high school and shooting it up.
Oh my fucking God.
Anthony cheated on her multiple times, including sending explicit photos to other people. They ended up breaking up because Emily commented on her gay guy friend's post that he looked good. What? After the breakup, Brandon would essentially harass her by calling her and saying things like, I hope you're happy with yourself.
I am, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Shannon and Anthony had worked together at the same place. Emily didn't know that at the time. And after their breakup, Emily showed up to their place of work, but couldn't get in touch with him, so she just, like, let it go for a while until they later reconnected. Hmm. But she had not met Shannon at this point, didn't even know of her existence.
Interesting.
They ended up deciding to just have, like, a business relationship after having, like, a flirtationship for a little bit. But from that point on, it was just business. And Emily was even in one of Anthony's songs in the video for it, because he's a musician. When Emily was initially sent a draft of the song that she was a part of, it had Shannon's voice singing Emily's part. And Emily insulted Shannon's singing by calling it weak and saying that she would be better doing it.
Fuck.
But she probably wasn't wrong.
That fucking probably chapped her ass.
You know, it really chaps my ass. After the comments about Shannon's voice, Emily started to get a lot more hate on her social media from fake accounts. Eventually, Emily believes her Facebook was phished. Nonetheless, her Facebook was hacked and she was locked out of it.
Fuck.
Emily had that Facebook since she was a minor and there were lewd photos of her as a minor on that account, as long with those regular, like, lewd photos of her as an adult.
Interesting.
At one point, Emily told her stalker that there were underage photos of her, but the stalker called her a liar. She also says she noticed in retrospect that she would have people trying to add her on Facebook she didn't know, but they had mutual friends, so she added them without thinking about it.
Damn.
As an adult, Emily was also a cam girl for a time, and the stalker would use photos of her from these days to taunt her, slash shame her, and body shame her, and would even Photoshop those photos to taunt her further.
Wow.
They compiled all these photos, plus the ones from Facebook, onto a photo bucket account. Emily had an eating disorder for a time, so she thinks that Anthony was trying to trigger her eating disorder.
With, like, these photos. So fucked.
Emily also says she knew it was Shannon's lolcow because of the transphobic comments. One of the hate comments she used to get frequently from her stalkers was that they would call her a pre-op or the T-word.
Wow.
Which, by the way, Emily's cis.
What the fuck?
Emily multiple times had tried to get her life together, but every time she would get a job, the stalkers would send her employer's photos and at one point a compromising video posing as a client to get her fired, which worked and left Emily homeless.
Wow.
So remember how Shannon used to talk about being homeless, like living in a car and like her parents kicked her out? No, actually it was by choice. Her boyfriend and her lived in their car to save money on rent, and her boyfriend literally said in one of his videos, which Emily puts in her video, and an Instagram caption where he said, a few years ago, some friends and I moved into our cars to save money on rent. So it was a choice.
Wow. My life's so hard. I purposely lived in a car.
To save money on rent.
To save money on rent. What?
And, like, you'll learn through this story that Anthony is, like, such a pseudo-intellectual.
Ew.
Like, he is so fucking annoying.
Oh, God.
Like, shut up. He loves hearing himself talk.
Ew.
And in this video, when he was talking about choosing to be homeless, he was talking about, like, the scene in California. And it's just so fucking stupid. The stalkers would continue to find her place of work by pretending to be her friends. One time, the stalker knew Emily worked at a specific restaurant, like an Italian restaurant, for example. So they pretended to be one of Emily's friends and took their about their name and everything and was like, shit, my Facebook got deleted. Oh, no, this is my new one. And so Emily didn't think much of it and accepted the friend request. The page then posts, does anyone know of any good Italian restaurants in the area where Emily lives? Not Emily, they didn't say like Emily, yeah, but in this area.
Where Emily lives?
So this was when Emily realized, this isn't my friend. This is my friend knows where I work.
Yeah.
So she deleted them.
Wow.
Emily then started her art channel, and the comments started cropping up again, and she had no idea who was doing it since she had a ton of shit people in her life due to being like a drug addict.
Yeah.
She was an art YouTuber, and she started a series called Sketchbook Story Times, which are what you would imagine, story times over
sketchbook.
Yes. Which, if you remember, that's what Shannon started her channel with.
Oh.
Then she would get comments like, Creepshow is copying you, or you're copying Creepshow, or things like that. But she wouldn't really get that about any other YouTuber, even though there could have been other YouTubers doing the same thing at the same time.
Because that was popular for a little while.
She didn't think too deeply about it until someone commented that Creepshow Art stole some of her thumbnails and the title of the sketchbook Story Time. So Emily looked, and they were similar, but she wasn't too upset by it and kind of liked her videos, so she wasn't, like, bothered.
Yeah.
And she ended up approaching Shannon and DMs politely. Would you like to be Shannon or Emily?
I'll be Emily. I won't be that bitch. Hi, Shannon. My name is Emily, and I have a channel on YouTube called Emily Artful. It's been brought to my attention that you have a series with the exact same name as the series I created 3 years ago called Sketchbook Storytime. Sad face. I'm going to guess this was most likely 100% by accident or by coincidence, but I've put my heart and soul into my series, and I'd really, really appreciate if you were able to change the name of your Storytime videos. You are completely within your right not to, as it's your channel and you can do with it as you please, but from one artist to another, I hope you'll understand how it can hurt my business. I love your art, and it's obvious you're very talented. You've got an incredibly unique style. I've never seen anything like it. I hope you understand my request, and I hope you don't think I'm angry. Things like this happen all the time. I figure it's
A coincidence.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, man. I watched Lyman Raptor on YouTube, and she had a series titled the same name, and she gave me a go-ahead. I'll just label them as story time since that's all it is, but I appreciate you letting me know your concern. Looking into it, there are quite a few accounts using the same name for similar series. Kind of like get ready for me for beauty YouTubers almost. I think using the same name for similar series. Kind of like, okay. I think at the very least you might have started a trend, which is commendable. Sorry if I made you uncomfortable in any way, my dude. She says that all the time, my dude. Shut up, God.
Thank you so much. And no, it didn't make me uncomfortable one bit. I was pretty sure it was just a coincidence. I'm so glad I was able to start a trend within the community. I just want to protect certain properties that I've started. The act of storytelling itself is wonderful, and I hope more and more people keep sharing. Maybe I shouldn't have picked such a generic name.
At this time, she had no idea who Shannon was other than by her screen name and didn't know her and Anthony even knew each other, let alone were dating.
Chinkies.
In 2017, one of Emily's videos got big for her at around 200K, and she said that on Twitter, like, dang, one of my videos is blowing up. After this tweet, Anthony followed her and said, quote, buying 100K views for a few hundred dollars isn't viral. Emily had blocked him on another platform before. And Anthony said in another tweet, why do you keep blocking me? Hey, everyone. She's a blocker and a meanie. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Anthony's not black, by the way.
What the fuck was that? Just throw that in there. Black Lives Matter, by the way.
I think you're starting to get a feel of what kind of pretentious he is. And pretentious, edgy. Like, would smoke weed and watch, like, a Serbian film to be edgy.
Yeah. I know people like that.
I remember that. Emily then got a DM from an account called Aja, at Not Viral Emily, which sent her a screenshot of her Social Blade and accused her of buying views because that video had a serious bump in views compared to, like, her other ones. Literally, this occurred moments after Anthony's tweets.
Oh, my. So they're fucking stupid, too.
Emily then confronts Anthony in DMs and essentially said, we loved each other once. I don't understand why you're doing this to me. Please stop. And this is where Emily really emphasizes that she is deathly afraid of Anthony to the point that she has a written statement saying if anything happens to her, it's Anthony, and that she can see Anthony driving cross-country to kill her.
Holy shit.
We will elaborate on this further. Anthony responded to a DM denying everything. He did say that he made those tweets to get a response. Quote, I figured maybe if I got more ridiculous, I'd get a response. So in Emily's mind, so she's like, So he's just going to keep upping the ante.
So he's a manipulator.
To do what he can to get my reaction.
That's like, what was it? I was reading something earlier where a guy literally said to his girlfriend or wife, like, yeah, I said that to, like, get a rise out of you, to make you angry, to, like, be a dick. And it's like, if anyone ever says that to you, they're a piece of shit. Get out.
Emily is scrolling through Instagram one day and sees a drawing posted from Shannon's account. The drawing looks like Anthony, and wouldn't you know it, she tagged Anthony in the caption.
Jinkies.
Initially, Emily was worried for Shannon, because at one point when Emily and Anthony were in a flirty relationship, he had come over to where she lived. She had lived with her father, so she had to, like, sneak boys in through the window.
Oh my god.
Emily was high at the time, and Anthony had crawled in through her window and raped her while she was semi-unconscious due to the drugs.
My god.
So when Shannon was talking about emo boys crawling through your window to, like, see Amy.
Amy. Emily. Very similar.
Emily Artful, no
less. That's all I'm saying.
On another occasion, Emily got a random Snapchat of a picture from a town square where she lived with nonsensical text over top. And she responds, "Are you in my city?" And this person, Kilgore Trout, responds, "Somewhere, I suppose, in its labyrinth."
Ew. So you know it's Anthony. He's trying to be pseudo-smart.
Emily said, "Answer me. You drove all the way here?" Kilgore, "I don't have a driver's license yet. My parents drove me here." Emily, "Why?" Kilgore, "I have prolonged fits of daydreaming at times."
Ew, what the fuck?
Emily said, "Are you in my city? There's no proof that you're here. It breaks my heart that you do this, that you want to hurt me. I wish you put that energy into your music. You have so much potential and you're wasting it all on this obsession with me."
T.
Remember this, I'm a kid thing for later. Emily says that this terrified her and thought Anthony was coming to kill her. She talks about how Anthony spoke at length about kidnapping the people who made fun of him in high school and torturing them.
What the fuck?
So she's terrified.
I would be too.
She also let him know that, like, he better not come to her house because she has a gun and a defense dog. And at that point, she was ready for him to come to her house and, like, try to kill her.
Jesus Christ.
He then sent this Snapchat. Would you like to read it, Lizzie?
"The valiant taste of death but once. Cowards fear it many times." Gag me.
Also, she mentioned that, like, he and his friend Brandon idolized Heath Ledger's Joker.
I would have loved the new Joker.
I was just about to say that!
Oh my god.
He also sent another snap that had mentioned loft in it. And Emily asked, "Is this the loft in my city or yours?" And he said, "There is a last, only one loft, infinite copies of voids upon voids, reflected as it were to the greater void of perception.
Shut the fuck up.
That which is named but not known, in which loft is one of any possible combinations of voids, infinite yet also distinct." And the background of the photo is somewhere named Loft.
He is the kind of person that I would want to punch in the face. Thank you.
He is the kind of person I would punch in the face. And then he said, "All art is to be, alas, a reflection of its creators. Humans who have been called to fill the void with art, for example, the mind-bending, thumb-bending video, or the alternative art of Emily Artful, who have, with this art, only created a greater void." She then questioned why he hates her and her art so much. And he says, "All art reflects the greater void of human limitations. Alas, Mother's Day cards and subscriber drawings are no exception. Only the mind-bending, thumb-bending videos can transcend this void through its sheer bendery and avant-garde-ness."
He sounds like such a fucking idiot. Like, he's trying to sound so smart. He's saying nothing.
He's saying literally nothing. So many words, not one thing said.
What an idiot.
At this point, she felt more at ease because it felt like he was just, like, trolling her content and further responded, "Well, I drew myself because I knew they'd like that, and I made my mom a Mother's Day card because I love her, and I make every mom in my life one every year. Yeah, sometimes they aren't the artsiest of arts, but they're something I and others enjoy. It's kind of that simple." And then she further said, "By the way, I didn't realize Shannon was your girlfriend until I started following her on Instagram and she posted about working with you. I kind of panicked and followed her. No disrespect, of course. I just don't want any contact. Okay. And the reason I've told her about you harassing me is because I really don't want to ruin your life. I genuinely want you to be happy. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. It didn't feel right. Just don't come to my apartment and don't bother my family. Sure. You can keep making accounts and keep trying to prove you're someone else. Keep telling me I'm awful or saying KYS. I have 100% undeniable proof. It's you. You clicked the link. You gave me what I needed. I don't want to ruin your life, dude. I just want to be left alone. Welcome back to that. This kind of back and forth continued by Emily saying just, like, stop trying to scare her.
Yeah.
She has a family now, and Anthony is being pseudo-intellectual about her content. And one of his last snaps says, every star in our galaxy will simultaneously explode if you fail to take what I have suggested to heart.
What?
That seems like a threat to me.
Yeah.
And Emily took it like that as well.
What a fucking idiot. He just sounds like such a fucking idiot.
He tries so. People that try hard to sound so smart are not smart.
No. If you have to try that hard, you are not smart.
So her undeniable proof. After the video blowing up drama with Anthony, Emily pretended to be a hater of Emily's and sent a link to the sock puppet account. And that link had an IP tracker on it. And Anthony clicked on it. And what'd you know? It's Anthony and Shannon's address. Also, when her Facebook first got hacked, you know how you'll get, like, a message saying someone has tried to log in from
this location?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily's email indicated it was someone from San Jose, tried to log into her account, and that's where Anthony lived at the time.
Oh, my God.
Later, Emily got into some drama because she was associated with a YouTuber who started going downhill.
Okay.
Basically. And during this time, she got these messages from a sock puppet account, datboy_XD.
Oh, my fucking God.
And they said, uh-oh, dear, looks like you're friends with a fraud. Do you want to be hurt in the worst way possible? Somebody is a bad mommy, winky face. What? Maybe we let everyone know how bad of a mommy you are.
What the fuck?
Keep telling people you're a sober girl. Maybe if you say it enough, people will believe it. Have fun endorsing your fraud, druggy bitch. Have fun faking your sobriety for your mindless followers. They believe you, but no one else does, my dear. Peace sign. You bad mommy. I've got receipts, druggy bitch.
What the fuck?
She also knew all of this was from Shannon and Anthony because this shit doesn't really happen in, like, the art community, this kind of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And also when Creepshow is, like, busy with someone else, like with drama or something, the comments slow to a near crawl.
Convenient.
Emily was also afraid that these DMs meant that they were going to try to take away her kids.
Yeah. That's so shitty.
These kind of comments continually called her a bad mom. They accused her of trying to monetize her baby because she made a Redbubble shirt with a kid on it, but never advertised it and made a few videos about her kid. Basically, on Redbubble, you can upload art and they'll put it on, like, mugs, shirts, whatever, yeah. And you can buy it. She did that so that her, I believe she said her, like, father and her friend could buy her a picture of her baby on a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, she never advertised it to her followers. She never wanted anyone to buy it besides that.
Yeah, it was just for people she knew.
And then, like, she made, like, 3 Halloween-themed videos that were supposed to be funny with her, like, 1-year-old kid.
And who cares? Who cares if she's showing her kid?
Shannon also allegedly said that she purposefully got her kid sick twice and tried to kill him.
So she's alleging that she has Munchausen by proxy, essentially.
Kind of. But basically, her kid was born with air pockets on the side of his lungs.
Oh, weird.
Is it her lungs? But now has severe asthma. So if they get, like, the flu or something, it could be a hospital stay.
Yeah.
But Shannon's trying to, like, pose it as, like, she's trying to kill her kid.
What the fuck?
Allegedly.
That's a very serious accusation.
Emily, after this, got a DM from someone named Britta Filter.
I love it.
Well, if you remember, the other account from before was named Aja.
Mm.
And, like, so weird, Shannon's a really big Drag Race fan.
Weird.
Crazy coincidence.
I wonder who that would be.
This account was created the same month they DM'd Emily, and they said this.
You want me to read it?
Yep, and strap in.
Okay. Hi, Emily. You don't know me, but unfortunately, I know you. I want to explain this as clearly as possible, but it's very difficult for me to get my words out right now with everything I found and what's going on around me. I don't expect you to reply. I just want you to know what happened, because in a weird way, it does affect you. My brother has been a fan of you for a while now. He has apparently watched all of your videos and has them saved on his computer. There are some of you where you're singing and it's fairly grainy, all the way up to some that I see you are currently posting on YouTube. He has pages and pages of screen names, information on you, and things that I don't think any human person should have on someone else. Essentially, if you put it on the internet, he has it. I also found screenshots of when he has harassed you. He made accounts on YouTube years ago pretending to be a girl named Ava and bothered you then. I believe he has a list of your past employees, one being an optical shop. Maybe they meant employers.
Yeah.
And though I am not sure, I believe he might have sent them things about you. He made various Twitters and sent you messages about other people and things that have nothing to do with you. He even started reaching out to various people, followers of you on YouTube and Instagram with proof that you buy subscribers. I know, via screenshots, that he sent these with little notes on them. If I had known about this sooner, I would have stopped it sooner. But unfortunately, our family has some communication problems. In this modern age, it's hard to find a reason to check someone else's computer for anything. But I think my parents should have been more attentive with that. I was using his computer for schoolwork and found everything. Even videos of you in a bathtub, which I thought was inappropriate. And I truly don't understand how he got those.
Okay, pause.
Okay.
The video of her in a bathtub. She elaborates that she was high, drunk, and naked in a bathtub reviewing anime. So that's the video being referred to.
Okay. I took the laptop and showed the information to my family, and we've all decided it's in his best interest to go to a mental health facility and be cut off from this. I don't know what else I can say, but I am sorry. He was and is a kid and is currently only 15. Sure. I don't know when you started posting or what he first saw of you, but for some reason you became his fixation. He is going to be receiving help and counseling, and we are going to be sending thousands of dollars to figure this out. I refuse to let this happen to any other woman. I am sorry for doing this anonymously, but because my brother is a child, my parents have told me not to speak about this with anyone else outside of my family. I know that must be inherently frustrating for you, but it's important to me that you at least know that this problem was seen and will be taken care of. If there's ever anything else you want to know, please don't hesitate to ask. I only made this account to let you know what is going on because I felt that it was close to criminal for you to not know about something that so dearly affects you. I know when I was being harassed online at the age of 13, my trust in people went down because I couldn't know who did it. Oh, is it Amy again? Is that who you're referring to? I want to tell you it was my brother, a boy you don't know, who at a very young age found you online and became obsessed. There's no other way to say it. He became obsessed. I hope that eases your mind and your heart, and I hope you have a beautiful life. Again, if you need anything else, let me know.
Okay, don't worry there. Okay, one thing I would like to say is that she says human person, for example. Shin says that shit all the time. My dude, human person. She's so quirky, guys. She's so quirky.
She's such a pick me. Right? But what is the point of sending that to Emily?
We will discuss this. There's a little more.
Okay.
So Emily said, would you be able to do me a favor so I know that this is all real? I need to see/talk to you on video chat. Snapchat, Instagram, Skype, it doesn't matter. Because all this information seems suspicious to me. It's exactly what happened to me to a T, and I find it very strange that all this information would be in one place, especially some of the more personal things, like him getting me fired from my job. Unless he specifically wrote them down somewhere, which would also be strange, I just find it unusual. Also, this has been happening for 5 years. I just find all this hard to believe that a 10-year-old would do what he did back then.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe, especially because I know it's Anthony, and I don't think he can fulfill my video chat request. And I've decided I'm not going to take this anymore. I can't be held down by my past mistakes. I've worked hard to improve myself as a person and on my mental health.
Fair enough.
I needed to be a better person. I am a better person because of my mistakes. That you can't hurt me anymore.
Damn.
Bruno responded.
I was going to say, Shannon's not going to be very happy about this. If you don't believe me, that is okay, because of what has happened and the legality of it all. My parents are not comfortable with that, but I understand your issues. I hope you find peace, and I am glad you have moved beyond this. Personally, I am sorry that this has happened to you, and I wish you nothing but the greatest success. As for how we know he got you fired and information of the like, he has a video of you crying where you say someone got you fired, and text documents of him taking credit for it. Though I doubt I will be able to convince you that this is legitimate, I do hope that you find peace with this, and I understand the trust is not here. If I could Skype you without risk, I would, but according to my parents, that is a risk they don't want me taking. Meanwhile, I hope you know these were not your mistakes. These were my brother's, and he will be paying for them. You didn't and do not deserve to pay for my brother's misgivings. This will most likely be my last time using this account. I do appreciate your time, and I hope from the bottom of my heart and my soul that you continue to do well. I pray you are able to forgive those in your life, and I know you will continue to thrive. Thank you for, at the very least, listening to what I have had to say and letting me know that the words have gotten to you. God bless.
Emily knew this was a crock of shit.
I mean, don't we all?
Also, this was kind of like a way of them saying, I still have shit on you. Like, for example, mentioning the bathroom video.
Wow.
Oh, without being outright and being like, I have shit on you. Emily had uploaded a video on October 24th, 2018, so after this, about how she had a bad experience with a big YouTuber, but never named the YouTuber, and many people allegedly thought it was Creepshow Art. Mm-hmm. So Shannon took to Instagram to say it was her.
She said it was me, guys!
She said it was not her. And thought that this was a great time to, again, mention her stalker.
Oh,
in the Instagram story where she denied it, she also said, also less exciting, and something I might open up more about, but for about 12 years now, I've been harassed online by the girl who catfishes me. I know it's her because she ended up admitting it to me last year when I called her out on it, saying it was because she was stressed and didn't have another outlet for it. Also, she felt betrayed because I stopped responding to her emails after a while. Because of her harassing me, my boyfriend, my friends, and sometimes going as far as to try to get me fired. I don't trust people very easily online.
So what happened to Emily?
What a cool
you woman. Fucking bitch.
Shannon also DM'd her being like, it's so crazy. People think it's me. I respect you so much for like not saying the person's name. At this point, Emily was fed up and confronted her. For a full conversation, that's like hella long, go to Emily's video, which you should watch in its entirety. Watch it at like 2x speed because it's like 2 hours. But you should watch it since I don't have everything here. This is my TLDR. She asked if it was her or Anthony because she knows it's one of them. And that they shared, and then she shared like a lot of the evidence she had, including baiting another sock puppet account, which came back to them as well. There was a third IP address that they found that came back to a library near where they lived, which would make sense because when they were living in their car, they would use the library's Wi-Fi. Yep. Shannon denied it, and Shannon says that someone sent incriminating shit about Emily to Shannon for some reason, which is her round of voice saying, I still have shit on you.
Yep.
Emily says that she just wants to be left alone. More denial on Shannon's end. Shannon elaborates on this person with the dirt, saying that they had a name like Filter and how Emily wronged them once. She then says that she was stalked for a girl for 12 years. But in the video she would later post, it was 8 years.
Yeah.
But whatever. She then says that her stalker even sent her mom Photoshop photos of her as a cam girl. Emily was like, well, either way, I'm filing a restraining order against you guys. She ended up not doing this because, weirdly enough, the stalker stopped after this exchange.
Interesting.
Which, if you remember, Shannon was talking about how, like, hopefully this will all stop if I threaten litigation. Do you remember that?
Oh my God.
Emily also was like, initially, I thought it was Anthony and Brandon that were harassing me. And Shannon was like, lol, here's my out. Suddenly, okay, Brandon had tried to get Shannon fired from her job.
I thought it was Amy.
Because he saw her and Anthony dating, as Anthony choosing Shannon over him. Also, apparently, conveniently, Brandon had sent messages to some of Creepshow Art's followers talking shit about her and trying to sabotage her channel.
What?
Emily yet again was like, okay, still getting a PI involved. And Shannon says, quote, no judgment, no bullshit, I understand. I've been through it. And had she not admitted to doing it, I would be where you are right now, unquote. So I don't know if I really talked about this, but it seemed like Creepshow was setting up Emily being Amy.
Yes.
So this one DM proves if Shannon ever tried to come out and say that Emily was Amy, no. Because she's saying Emily claimed that, like took a...
Yeah.
Said that she did everything. Then why would she communicate that to Emily, who's Amy, who confessed?
Yep.
So, yeah. So in one message, her escape plan is foiled.
I'm an idiot.
They wish each other well after discussing how Emily is going to serve her papers. After that, no more threats, taunts, etc. She did get another DM after the Shannon exposing saga from another account with the same name, Britta Filter.
Oh my God.
Telling Emily there's a channel uploading her old content. Emily thinks this is Shannon and Anthony's account where they would save her old videos in the hopes of getting her canceled because she had, like, the occasional problematic opinion. Emily isn't worried about the account because she knows she's a better person now and isn't afraid of her past.
Yeah. She probably said this when she's a fucking drug addict.
She then goes over her IP proof and shares an email from her Facebook in 2013, all the way back in 2013, of her begging for access to her Facebook account because she's being harassed 24/7 and she's on the brink of suicide. So she has proof that this has happened this whole time. And then Emily ends in the note, growth is good. Emily continues to update on her Twitter, and here are some of the big things to note. Both Anthony and Shannon are deleting videos and deleting their socials besides Shannon's YouTube.
Hmm.
Probably because he's still making money. But you didn't hear that from me. One friend of Shannon's named Ashley, who I will discuss a bit later, shared with Emily that Shannon and Anthony shared a phone, according to Shannon.
That's kind of weird.
That kind of sounds like a beast to me. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. In 2019, Shannon/Anthony DM'd Emily and said that Brandon was trying to hack into her commissions email. Since, like, you commission R from her, apparently. Yeah. She retweeted a thread that someone posted. Emily did.
Mm-hmm.
This person is claiming to have been friends with Shannon in college. I don't know how much I believe it because Emily seems to think that. But I don't seem to believe it, but Emily thinks it's true.
Okay.
Basically, he says that Shannon shared everything she did to Emily with this guy.
Allegedly.
And even showed him one of Emily's emails. He didn't really post any receipts of Shannon saying or doing anything, so I'm iffy about it.
Mm-hmm.
The only screenshot he has is of a message he sent to Shannon calling her out for her behavior, which it looks like that she saw.
Which would be really convenient.
Yeah.
Look how amazing I am. See, I defended you. That's what it sounds like to me.
But Emily seems to believe it, so I don't know. Take it as you will. I'll link it anyways. Emily is going to release another shorter wrap-up video soon. And this one is just, like, crazy. Shannon copied Emily's hair.
What?
So Shannon currently has her hair half orange, half black, which is odd. Like, you don't see that every day, right?
No.
Emily had the same hair in 2015.
Oh, my fucking God.
Same side and everything. I also don't know where to mention this, but Shannon said that her stalker hacked her YouTube. All the hacker did, though, was change her header and icon to look glitched and close her community tab. Which I would just like to say,
okay.
She said that she's, like, making, like, $20K a month, okay?
Okay.
If you had access to her YouTube, you could steal that money. You could steal all of that money.
Can you?
Yeah, because of AdSense.
Fuck.
Yeah, if you have your Google account, her YouTube, you can get their money.
Damn. And he's like, I'm just going to change the icon.
Yeah. Also, this, I'm sure it was a coincidence, was when she was in an unrelated controversy.
Oh my God.
Sure, it's unrelated. Shannon, prior to this hack, would also brag that her account was, like, uncrackable. Like, she'd always say that she has, like, two-factor authentication, like, a really hard password, and would, like, post on Twitter about people trying to hack her account by showing the emails, like, the email alerts.
The password's, like, password 123.
It's Emily Sucks with an X.
Oh my God.
So the hacker hacked her email to change her header icon and community tab.
Okay. Sure.
She also magically got her community tab back, like, the day this shit show happened.
Oh my God.
Her friends, Ashley, who is Ash period Rose emoji on YouTube, posted a video, Creepshow Art Lied to Us. She shows the friends only post to Mimi had mentioned before. And it says, this post just going up because I need to talk about this and let you know what's going on. The earlier today, I got a message saying that I had doxxed a relative that I had been called out for saying certain things about myself and other creators.
Wait, isn't that, so that's, she's talking about the post that, what's her face posted?
Yeah.
Okay. I misunderstood.
Other creators and more. And I was confused because I hadn't done that. I would remember doing that. Especially the doxing. That's so firmly against what I stand for, and I don't believe in doing that, even to someone I loathe. Ashley showed screenshots of Shannon telling her that she hasn't been on LolCal for a while, and that she had the whole site blocked. Ashley also shows a screenshot a mutual friend of hers and Shannon's took, where Shannon mentions keeping up with her LolCal.
Wow.
And that DM was from February. Also, her editor said that she would send him links from LolCal as receipts for some of her videos. So what's the truth? What's the truth?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's the truth?
Uh, So Ashley was like kind of pressing her on certain things. She asked like, why would the hacker just hack to like change the icon stuff? And Shannon was like, they had taken other information from her, but she was, quote, not comfy talking about it.
Ew.
I'm not comfy
talking about that. I'm not comfy talking about that.
Shannon later posted the story publicly. When I say I'm handling this legally, I mean I'm handling this legally.
Thank you for that. Did Anthony write that for you?
I am most likely not going to post until I can prove without a shadow of a doubt that what occurred was not my doing. So she'll just never post again, I guess. So I guess this is goodbye until then. Goodbye forever.
Goodbye.
Yeah, add that part. Goodbye forever. Yeah,
bye.
For those asking if I'm okay, no, I'm not.
Oh, the dramatics.
Everyone close to me is now confused as to why my as to what my moral character is. I've seen posts from people I've supported in dark ass times saying I always knew something was wrong with her.
Oh my God.
Realizing more and more a lot of what I thought were friendships were not. She like this fundamentally changes you, and I'm going to deal with this by myself. See you soon. She posted this even though multiple friends shared that they were there if she needed her, including if she needed them, including Ashley. She then ghosted everyone.
Oh my God.
Ready to glare. A few days before being exposed, Shannon sent Julia flowers for literally no reason.
That's so weird.
Julia initially believed her because they were like BFFs. Like they even met each other offline. But eventually she stopped believing Shannon when the IP situation was explained to her and when the admin from LolCal confirmed it was Shannon.
Jeez.
Julia did still check on Shannon to make sure she was okay, though. But like I said,
better ghosted. Person than me.
Ghosted. I would have been like, listen, bitch. Rubzilla, another friend of Shannon, posted a video, quote, Creepshow Art lied to my face. In this video, he goes over what was already covered, but he has this one bit where he explains IPs and IP spoofing, which I think is helpful if you're confused.
Okay.
He also shows how the cookies on LolCal plus her IP can 100% confirm that this account connected to Shannon is Shannon. He also says that with two-factor identification, the chances of getting spoofed are zero to none. He also says that he thinks Shannon blocked him and many of her friends because when you have an iPhone, the text bubbles are blue. But suddenly they were green for everyone, and she wasn't responding.
Interesting.
He also linked a doc of all of the videos Shannon deleted slash archived, which include I'm a Narcissist, My Boyfriend Found My Channel, RuPaul Stole My Idea.
Oh my God.
All these videos reference Amy. Also, his video is a fundraiser for Rain, so watch it.
Oh.
Edwin, okay. Fucking Edwin. Edwin addressed it on his second channel, Homeboys Got Receipts, in a stream titled Let's Talk About Shannon, I believe. He mentioned Shannon love bombing and how she would always tip like minimum $20 on his live streams, if not more. But would always say that she couldn't buy certain things. And at one point it said she shared a phone with her husband, boyfriend. There were some off things leading up to the grand reveal. There was a group chat with the gang on June 5th. He got a DM. And on June 5th, he had gotten a DM from a random account telling Edwin that Shannon was posting about him being in the closet on anonymous message boards.
What?
So Edwin, thinking it was fake, sent this to the group chat and literally said this. So he said, lol, Shannon, have a laugh at this. And it was a screenshot of the DM. The DM says, Creepshow Art has been posting about you being closeted gay on an anonymous message board. Shannon says, why would I ever say that, though? Also, you're out. You've made videos about being bi. He responded, yeah, random as hell. I'm not bi, but I don't really identify as straight either, so I'm one of those. And she said, you've made so many videos talking about that. Like, fucking why would I say that shit? That's so stupid. I hate this so much. Edwin said, should I entertain them? Would they assume that you're on an anon message board in the first place? Unless, dun-dun-dun. So he's, like, being kind of, like, jovial about it.
Yeah.
And Shannon says, no, dude, like, it's a whole thing. Please don't. Like, it really makes me want to cry. And he said, oh, gee, sorry to hear. Anon boards are a total cesspool. And then to Mimi, said, people are so fucked up. So when he started live streaming, it was very late at night, and I had already been working on this episode for hours. So I was like, okay, I'll watch this tomorrow. It's gone. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know what Edwin did.
Interesting.
But I think I got the meat of what he said. But like, Edwin, what the heck, dude? What the heck, Edwin? He said he was going to, like, edit it. He started talking about, like, maybe he was going to edit it and like, upload it again. But I never thought he would take down the original live stream. Of,
yeah. You know?
And it was literally, like, the day after. I went to check for it. So, dang it, Edwin.
Damn.
But I got the screenshots.
Me.
But after that conversation, they didn't talk again. In addition, her editor, N. Bird, made a video as well as Smokey Glow and Hopeless Beaches.
My girl, Smokey Glow.
Final thoughts. I think she will come back in some capacity, maybe not as Creepshow, which is why I think this needs to be spread. Because this kind of person, in the form she is in now, should not have a platform. So I can 100%. So see her being like a podcaster, a gamer.
Oh, yeah. Something and going like by that. Some other name and just pretend she's not Creepshow art.
Because she does lie a lot.
Yeah, as we're seeing.
So maybe watch like one Creepshow art video, get like used to her voice, and then if it pops up again, nuke her off the site. Yeah. Thanks. Her current YouTube icon is her as a kid, which I find odd. Let me show you.
Maybe just so people don't know what she looks like, really. So she can come back again.
It seems like she love bombed her friends, like sending Julie the flowers. She'd go silent in group chats, but then come back with how much she loves everybody. And like in videos, she would fall over herself with praise about her like friends on YouTube.
Ew.
And she even went as far to make Julia fan art. But I guess all we can do now is see what kind of groundbreaking evidence she comes back with to prove her innocence.
Oh my god. What a fucking idiot. That's amazing. She's an idiot. So is her fucking boyfriend, husband, whatever.
Like, imagine trying that hard to sound intelligent. And still sounding so stupid.
I hate people like that.
So yeah.
Yep.
Any final thoughts?
What a fucking piece of shit. Poor Emily.
Right.
Like, damn. The best term of your life.
Feeling like you couldn't say anything because she could easily just be like, Amy.
Ugh. I hate it. I hate it. Someone needs to get their ass.
So.
Yeah.
Moving on to your section.
Yeah.
All right. What are you talking about?
Okay, indie makeup brands. So, I have not tried these yet, but I'm really thinking about it.
That's like with Odin's Eye. I really want to try Odin's Eye.
Yes, I've seen that. Because I follow the Indie Makeup and More on Reddit. So I see a lot of that stuff. I like the indie nail polishes I've seen too. I think I bought you one of the indie nail polishes. Two of them, yeah. Okay, so the first one I'm going to talk about is called Pretty Vulgar.
Yes.
You heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I love their packaging. I don't even know how to, like, explain it.
It looks like old money.
I love that explanation. Yes. Like, the Feathers Mascara, like, it has a little bird on the top, which I like. That's in their logo, the little bird.
It kind of looks like a cigar.
It kind of looks like a cigar holder, but, like, fancy.
And then that one looks like a jar of ink.
Yes. The ink gel eyeliner. Like, it just looks... Their stuff to me just looks expensive.
Expensive, refined, elegant.
Not that expensive, which is beautiful because I'm poor.
Same.
They have a Vixen Glimmer Holographic Liquid Eyeliner. Look at that.
That kind of reminds me of, I believe it's like the Marc Jacobs... lipstick or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or, yeah.
And, like, their eyeshadow palettes look like a birdcage.
Yeah.
I love it.
And also, I
want to try them.
Not the grand for birdcage, but it kind of looks like stained glass.
That too. Oh, I hit my bottle.
Damn, Lizzie.
I'm trying.
The audio person is crying, and that audio person is me.
I'm sorry. So, the next one I want to talk about is Makeup Geek.
Yes, Melina Cell. Yes.
So, the first one on their page is a luminous primer. Why is it the blush?
Because...
I saw that and I was like, I'm interested. I want to know more.
But scared.
But what the fuck is that? I'll see how much it is. $18. So, not awful. But I'm kind of like, I'm already pink. Please don't make me more pink.
Not pink.
Oh my god. And like their eyeshadow palettes, because I've heard they're really good. But the eyeshadow palettes, at least these ones, are kind of basic. But it's like a create your own, which I kind of like. And then these, their eyeliner. I love that, like, teal color.
Melina still, for at least period, I don't know if she still is, but she was a YouTuber. She made an episode with Netflix about makeup. Makeup. Don't you remember us talking about this in the James Charles Tatian episode? That woman.
My God. Do you remember that? Woman, yes.
Elizabeth, as soon as we record an episode, she forgets everything about it.
I just forget everything in my life. I have really bad, like, as I've gotten older, I'm not even that old. I'm not even fucking 26 yet. But I swear to God, I have the memory of, like, a 90-year-old.
Betty White has better memory.
Okay, so then I'll go to the website. But I found this article. But so it's Davina Cosmetics. I need to show you.
That reminds me of Davina DeCampo.
Come on, don't be a bitch. Scroll.
Wow. We'll post the swatches to our website. They're beautiful. They remind me of a peacock.
Yes, they do. They refer to them as, please hold, multi-chromatic queen of indie makeup. That's what they refer to the brand as.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like Davina de Shadows.
Oh, my God. Go to the website. Like, they're just beautiful.
How much are they?
Let's see. By the pre-order. So it's called the Aurore Flare Collection Pre-Order. So it's the collection, I guess. It's $78.
Aurore. It's $78?
Yes. Flare Shifters Bundle includes all six singles.
Six singles for $78?
Yep.
Natasha Denona is co-waking. She's like, wait, I can charge more? They are
beautiful, though.
$78, Elizabeth. Look at this. $78. What's 78 divided by 6? Hold on. We're about to do the math. $13 a shadow?
That's not bad. No, because, like, Urban Decay is, like, $19.
But still, that's so much.
It is kind of expensive. But, like, they're so beautiful. It's Latinx owned. So there's one that's women of color owned, vegan and cruelty free. It's called Axiology Beauty. And they have like lip to lid balmies.
Okay.
I'm here for it. There was one I kind of like the name, Necromancy Cosmetica. If
that'll let me. Well, one of my favorite indie brands that I've been looking at is Odin's Eye.
Should I pull up the website?
Sure. Would you like to pick something to describe it? I feel like you're not giving a ton here.
A makeup case. And it says Odin's Eye on it, whatever. And it's velvet. They have a green, it looks like, and a pink. And some of the eyeshadow palettes look kind of like, how to explain it? Like old-timey fairy tale look.
Yes.
Yes. I like it a lot.
I know Angelica Oles, at least when I watched her like a year ago, really liked Odin's Eye.
We don't like her.
We don't?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't, but I didn't know that we didn't.
This is not bad. The eyeshadow palettes are $28 for the Cat's Breath palette and the Amber Tears palette.
I like cats. Who doesn't? Like cats when they breathe. So ooh, like,
they have a bow hairpin.
That's what gets you? That's
cute. Sorry, I saw that. And I was like, oh, they have a dry brush cleaning box for on sale for $3. What I'm saying is you should go ahead and buy stuff now so I can also try it. Thank you.
Me? Oh, how would you fucking... Give me your fucking so money! Give me your fucking money! Dun, 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 dun. All right, thank you for your great contribution.
You're welcome.
To this episode.
You're fucking welcome. I'm just letting the people know what I have my eye on, and then I'll give you a review if I get any of it.
Number one thing you have an eye on, a website that's not working on your phone. If you liked it, leave us a review. Email us at beautifulbutdeadlypodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. I promise I'll post soon at deadly_pod.
On Instagram at
beautifulbutdeadlypodcast?
Thanks.
See you soon.
Bye.